Yeah, it was good. Trevor really got after us, wanted to make sure we were sharp after the weekend and, continue to get better every day. So it definitely wasn't a rest day. You know, we were getting after it and getting up and down, so it was a good day of practice.
He's really thrown out that challenge to you guys to keep that level up there, hasn't he, the past week or so?
Yeah, definitely. I think that we know we have another level that we can get to, especially if we're trying to win a championship again. So, he's really pushing us and staying on us to make sure that, you know, we're staying at that championship level and continue to get better.
How do you as players make sure you stay at that level?
It's everything from, getting extra reps up after practice, recovery in the weight room with Josh. So, it's just about being professional and, taking it seriously. And if you want to win a championship, you got to do things the right way. So,
your second year as a pro, how are you finding it this time around?
Yeah, it's good. I've been getting some more minutes lately and starting to become more comfortable in my role, getting some consistent minutes. So, I'm just trying to be that spark off the bench, come in and provide, be that third guard for us. So, it's been good. Definitely still a little adjustment, but, feeling good about it.
Is the offense starting to come together as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. I think you can kind of see, especially in that first quarter on Friday night, we got off to a great start. Guys are moving the ball. And it's starting on the defensive end for us. That's how we want to play, is getting a lot of stops and then getting in transition and running. So get easy baskets that way. So, it's going well.
Has the team played any better than what they did on Friday?
Yeah, I think that Friday was definitely our best outing so far. The starters got off to a great start, and guys on the bench came in ready and continued to play well. So I think that things are definitely going the right direction, and we're just going to try and keep getting better.
Wollongong this Friday, what sort of areas do you have to focus on against them?
Yeah, they came off a big win against Townsville this past weekend, so we're definitely not taking them lightly. We got to come in ready. They've obviously got some talented guards, two of the quickest guards in the backcourt and in the NBL. So, we'll definitely be ready for them and start focusing on them this week.
They've obviously had a pretty bad record this year. Are they still a dangerous side?
Yeah, anytime you got guys like Jahi Carson and Irvin in the backcourt, you got some serious firepower. And then, I think that they're still trying to work out their chemistry and getting together as a unit. So I think that, they're still a very good team and something that we have to prepare for.
What areas can you guys actually improve on going forward?
Yeah, I think that offensively, I think we're still, Friday night was obviously, I think, our best offensive effort, I would say. We're moving the ball a lot better, getting into the post. And I think that when we get into the post, we're a very good basketball team. So, continue to do that, continuing to lock into the scout, and chemistry will keep coming. So, I think we still have a little bit of ways to go.
Do you guys have any sort of targets or total points? You see a lot of teams in the 100 mark this year. Is that something Trev's asked of you guys?
Yeah, not really. I think that, we obviously haven't been, recently we've been scoring a lot better, but, Trev's big on not allowing as many points and kind of, Wildcats basketball starts on the defensive end, and I think that the offense will start coming. And like you saw Friday, I think that, everything's kind of clicking on full cylinders, so.